Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Father Narek of St. Sarkis Church in Douglaston, New York, with a new episode of the podcast. Today's Thanksgiving Day, and I greet you with warm thoughts and prayers, and I hope that you will enjoy the company of family and friends. Let us start our program with a Thanksgiving prayer from the prayers of the Armenian Church. All-caring Lord God, who with your immeasurable kindness provide constantly for the needs of sinful and imperfect humanity. You do not need their adoration, but you desire that they recognize and confess that everything good comes from you and they moderate themselves and rely on you. I beseech you, Lord, grant me a spirit of gratitude to acknowledge and confess that I am a recipient of your good gifts. I thank you also, Lord, for everything good I receive from my friends and loved ones. And since I have nothing worthy to give them in return, I pray that you pay them multiple rewards with your abundant kindness and with your graces. May your mighty hand protect them and their children to fill them with good gifts here and in eternal life. Amen. We had a great weekend here at St. Sarkis Church. On Saturday, we went to see the Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. Now, when I say we, I mean members of the youth club, students from our Saturday school, and their parents. The Christmas Spectacular is really one of my favorite shows, and the fact that we were there with members from St. Sarkis family made it feel extra special. Our next trip will be to the North Pole. Who knows? On Sunday, following church services, Harair Paze, or Harair Hawk, presented his One Church, One Nation book. We had more than 150 parishioners gathered in the main hall of the church to experience a very special and unique event. Harair was invited to our church by the St. Sarkis Youth Club. The parents of the youth club members did a fantastic job preparing and serving the food and refreshments for the fellowship hour. This book presentation marks the inauguration of a series of events through which St. Sarkis Church is planning to commemorate and observe the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Let's talk more about Thanksgiving. Most families follow traditions begun on the first Thanksgiving, but many have their own traditions that they follow each year. One of the best things about Thanksgiving is spending time with family. Traditional food are a large part of Thanksgiving celebrations. Many generous people use Thanksgiving as an opportunity to help the less fortunate. Some people volunteer to serve food at homeless shelters on Thanksgiving Day, and others donate to shelters or participate in food drives. Many families watch the New York City Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and this year, folks from our church will be part of that parade. I know that for a fact. Yet one of my favorite Thanksgiving tradition is counting of blessings, a chat that we usually have during dinner. You know, being thankful for everything that you got. Roof over your head, food on your plate, healthy family, friends, the things that almost sound like a cliche, the things that we take for granted. But I think when you count your blessings, you actually humble yourself to realize that everything that you have is a gift from God. And you gotta be thankful for each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything your goodness sends. Indeed, there is a lot to be thankful every minute of our lives. And Thanksgiving, like contentment, is a learned attitude. The person who hasn't learned to be content lives with a delusion that they deserve more or something better. Today I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play a short homily that I gave to our children this past summer during summer camp, chapel time. Take a listen. I like this homily. I like this whole experience of praying with our children, and I hope that you will like the homily.
Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked or gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me."
Good afternoon, everyone. I know you guys are a little depressed because it's the last day of summer camp, but let me ask you a question. Which one do you guys like better, Father's Day or Mother's Day?
Father's
Day. All right. Who likes Father's Day by show of hands?
Both. I like both.
Who likes Mother's Day? What are some of the things that you do on either day, Father's Day or Mother's Day? What do you do, Peter? That is very abstract. Give me some concrete examples. What do you do on Mother's Day or Father's Day? Yes, Emma.
I give them breakfast in bed.
You thank your father or mother for raising you as your wonderful child.
Very good, Andrew. Yes, Miss Keshishan, what do you do?
I actually do two things. I make breakfast at home for mom and make her a card.
So you guys are giving me some good examples on what you do on either Father's Day or Mother's Day. I guess the next question would be, why do we do that? Yes, William. To thank them for all that they have done to us. Yes, Nicole.
For love and appreciation.
For love and appreciation. I think you guys have given two very good answers. To thank them and to show love and appreciation. And I guess we all know the value of our parents. Everything that they have done for us. And on Mother's Day and or Father's Day, we take that opportunity to express our gratitude to our parents, right? We make breakfast, we take them out for lunch, or we give them a card, right? Now, think about your parents and everything that they do for you, and also think about God, your Heavenly Father. All the things that God has given you and me. Do you guys realize that everything that we have, including our parents, is a gift from our God? Now, I guess it is appropriate then to ask for ourselves, how do we say thank you to God? Can we prepare breakfast for God?
No.
No, we can't. Can we take God to lunch?
No.
To Applebee's?
No.
We can't. Can we send God a thank you card?
No.
No, we can't.
No.
But today we read in the gospel a way to say thank you to God. And that is when Jesus would speak with his chosen ones to say, "You saw me naked and you gave me clothing. You saw me hungry and you fed me. You saw me sick and you visited me." And the people would say, "When did we see you naked or hungry or sick?" And Jesus would answer them saying, "Whenever you gave to anyone, you gave it to me." What Jesus is saying is that there is a way to thank God for everything that we have. And that is through serving the people around us. We are fortunate. God has given us so many things. And God wants us to be mindful of the people around us. Today is the last day of our summer camp. I wanted to conclude this experience of 2 weeks with this message. Be mindful of the people around you. Whenever you try to help the people around you, remember, you're doing that for God. And that is a new lifestyle. It is called the life of not thanksgiving, but the life of thanks living. When you are thankful, you want to show your gratitude, start serving and helping the people around you. So let us learn this word. We all want to live the life of thanks living. Let's get up and continue our service. Today we will be hearing from a person who is behind almost every event that happens here at St. Sarkis Church, Amy Gostanian, the chair lady of St. Sarkis Church Ladies Guild. She and her crew of the diligent ladies that we have, they organize and help facilitating every event here at St. Sarkis Church. I asked her a few questions. Take a listen to what the chair lady had to say. Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Derhai. It's a privilege to be here.
So I have a few questions. Tell me, how long have you been a member of St. Sarkis Church?
I have been a member, along with my family, since the late 70s, when the Armenian Language School first started. I was a PTA member for 10 years, and then later on, an active Ladies Guild member from the 90s. Also, a six-year Board of Trustee member.
So you have served our church in almost every capacity. Tell us about the Ladies Guild.
The Ladies Guild is an integral part of this church and one of the first auxiliary bodies. At present, we have 55 members who contribute greatly to the activities of this church.
Tell us about some of the functions that we have as part of the Ladies Guild.
Some of the functions throughout the years are Lenten luncheons, Easter bake sale, St. Sarkis name day celebration, international dinners, garden parties, trip to Atlantic City, the annual picnic, and our very successful all-ladies tea party.
When one looks at the events that the Ladies Guild organizes for our church, it's very obvious that whatever you do, it looks like you have the intention of creating this home-like atmosphere in our church. Is that a good assessment of your activities?
That is exactly what we try to do. We try to make the church the second home. And sometimes throughout the years, you will find it might become your first home. However, the necessity of the sense of belonging. You have recently put together a youth club for the youth ages, I believe, 12 to 18, which is a very special age. That's when we sometimes lose our youngsters. And for you to keep them together, it's a wonderful thing. As I get older, I find that that sense of belonging comes back. It's just as important for the elderly. And we try to create an atmosphere, especially during the fellowship hours that we hold after Padarak. We try to create that sense of belonging during that time. It's just a continuation of your sermon. And I find people come and they stay together and they talk and they catch up on old times, new times. However, by the time they're ready to leave, everybody leaves in a peaceful way.
I think with that, it sounds like we are being successful in accomplishing whatever our priorities are.
If it's okay, I'd like to also mention that our Ladies Guild are the most generous and enthusiastic group. And I am only the implementation of their generosity. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do any of the things that we do in the Ladies
Guild. It's a teamwork that we have here.
It absolutely is.
I would like to ask you a personal question. You mentioned that you started as part of the PTA of the Saturday School. Tell me, how did you make that transition? Because it looks like we have a very good, very healthy PTA functioning and working here with our Saturday School. What was it like for you to make that transition? Tell us about your personal experience.
I believe that when your children, as they grow, you feel the need to bring them back to church. Because after Saturday School, you might not be able to come back because the necessity isn't there. However, when as time goes by, you realize that, no, the necessity is there even more. You need to bring your family back because now your children need to find a sense of belonging.
Absolutely.
And I feel the church does that. And therefore, when you continue being a member of any one of the auxiliary, somehow or another, your family comes with you, not perhaps every time you go, but they will come and attend the functions. And in a roundabout way, they benefit from you being an auxiliary member. All your family members benefit from it.
Amy, what is your message as the chair lady of the Ladies Guild? What do you have to say to our listeners today?
I would like to invite them to join us. The Ladies Guild promotes a sense of belonging, a place where you can share your talents and your ideas, and ultimately, to serve God.
Serving God in our lives. And for those who have chosen to be part of the Ladies Guild and to serve our community in that capacity, they are serving God in a sense. As our chairman says that the Ladies Guild is the backbone of this church, I would like to emphasize that message. And indeed, the Ladies Guild is the backbone of our church because all of our events evolve around somehow the activities of the Ladies Guild. And the Ladies Guild are very instrumental in creating and promoting successful events. I take this opportunity to thank each and every member of our Ladies Guild. And I also would like to extend an invitation for all the ladies who are not part of the guild to join, because only good things are happening here at St. Zachary's Church. Amy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Derhart.
Let's do the Bible reflection now, something that we do here on the podcast every week. One of our readings today is from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the Word of God. In this letter today, St. Paul is extending an invitation to us to rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again, rejoice. Can you imagine for someone to be sitting in the prison and writing a letter to a community and asking them to rejoice? It's almost hard to believe, but Paul's attitude here teaches us an important lesson. Our inner attitude do not have to reflect our outer circumstances. Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Several times in this letter, Paul urged the Philippians to be joyful, probably because they needed to hear this. It's easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances or to take unimportant events too seriously. If you haven't been joyful lately, you may not be looking at life from the right perspective. Ultimate joy comes from Christ dwelling within us. Christ is near, and at his second coming, we will fully realize this ultimate joy. He who lives with us will fulfill his final purposes for us. Paul invites us to not worry about anything. Imagine never being anxious about anything. It seems like an impossibility. We all have worries on the job, in our homes, at school, etc., etc. But Paul's advice is to turn our worries into prayers. Do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. Because God's peace is different from the world's peace. True peace is not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. It comes from knowing that God is in control. Our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. Our destiny is set, and we can have victory over sin. Let God's peace guard your heart against anxiety. Today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let us hear a Thanksgiving hymn from the Divine Liturgy of the Armenian Church called Kohanamk Asken, which means we thank you. This recording is performed by the choir of the Mother See of Holy Echmiadzin, dedicated to the 1700th anniversary of Christianity. I hope you will enjoy listening to this hymn. I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. I will be back next week with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, I pray that you will have the joy and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ in your hearts and in your families. Amen.